with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against suggestions that he and other Israeli officials are guilty of war crimes. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is seeking arrest warrants for Netanyahu and others. The prime minister condemns the move as disgraceful and anti-Semitic.
The outrageous decision by the ICC prosecutor, Karim Khan, to seek arrest warrants against the democratically elected leaders of Israel is a moral outrage of historic proportions. It will cast an everlasting mark of shame on the international court.
Arrest warrants also being sought for several high-ranking Hamas officials. As Iran's leadership begins mourning the death of its president and foreign minister, the White House defending its decision to extend official U.S. government condolences to the Islamic Republic.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's common for the United States to offer official condolences, even to adversarial governments. But Kirby makes clear the former Iranian president was a bad actor.
This was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands.
The State Department emphasized American support for the Iranian people and their struggle for human rights and fundamental freedoms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, on the stand at former President Trump's New York trial, prosecution witness Michael Cohen admitted stealing tens of thousands of dollars from the Trump Organization. And today, defense witness Robert Costello is due to resume his testimony. If the defense rests today, the judge plans closing arguments after Memorial Day. Parts of the country's midsection could get more violent storms today. Parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin in the bullseye. That includes Chicago and Milwaukee. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 3 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 16 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness. And Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, 18% live in Western Europe, 16 in the U.S., and 12 in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began. Their median age is 86. 6 million European Jews and people from other minorities were killed by the Nazis. SRN News. The field for the NCAA basketball tournament takes shape this week.
Conference tournaments will determine most of the 30 automatic qualifiers. Also at stake are 34 at-large bids. The 16 regional hosts will be announced Sunday, the rest of the 64-team field on Monday. The College World Series is June 14th through the 23rd or 24th in Omaha. Top seed in the Power 5 are North Carolina in the ACC, Illinois in the Big 10, Oklahoma in the Big 12, Arizona in the Pac-12, and Tennessee in the SEC. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
If all goes according to plan, this weekend cruise ships will begin operating out of the port of Baltimore again. This comes after the massive cargo ship, the Dolly, was moved out of the way yesterday, and as debris removal continues in the wake of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That span came crashing down after it was hit by the cargo ship. More details at SRNNews.com.